The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Doodat Dental Group. First of all, thank you to everybody from Doodat who has been awesome to us and everyone who came out. It is packed.
Yes.
Everyone waiting for Reed Blankenship. Reed will join us in about 10 minutes. And we have Brent South joining us about 5:30. That will be on the phone, but Reed will be here. So if you'd like to meet Reed, get a photo, get an autograph, you can still stop by, grab some food, grab some drink, hang out. 215-592-9494. BK in Westchester. BK, you're on WIP.
I just got to know where you find these guys. Between Tornado Shapiro and Tommy Down the Shore, you got me dying over here. And then in between, I get pumped up by Rios. Man, that guy was cooking today.
He was cooking. As for where we find the other guys, look, when you lead a weird life, you end up knowing weird people, and that's where we are. So we have Mr. Baloney, who, by the way, is the car. I don't know if you caught that, but yeah, Tommy Down the Shore. Yeah, he is the car. So what's up, BK?
So, hey, I just wanted to get a quick point in on the Eagles here. You know what? These last three games, and especially the game before with Jacksonville, I've been seeing a lot of things on the sideline that I haven't seen since they went to the Super Bowl in 2022. And it just looks like these guys are just having fun now. They're just out there. They're calling plays. You got Jalen yelling at Kellen, hey, feet number six. I got him on the outside one-on-one. You got N'Kobe Dean calling saying he's ready for that catch. Man, do these guys step up? It's amazing to see it. And it's just got me fired up and ready to see these next couple games and see how they progress.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, you know, winning begets that. But, Ike, you were saying last year that even when they were winning, we didn't see that sort of stuff, right? You know? Mm-hmm. So I agree with you, BK. That feels like a really good sign.
I'm going to tell you what begets the energy on the sideline that transcends the winning. Because you would think winning would be a cure-all, and it obviously wasn't. To me, the biggest thing last year is that our force multipliers on the team weren't on the same page. Our quarterback, our top wide receiver, and our head coach, and maybe a key defensive player or two, to me, they were never all in sync and pulling in the same direction. And I think that's what led to the herky-jerkiness of the offense, of the defense, and of the team. I mean, Jalen last year was basically playing football emotionless.
Right.
How do you play the game of football without any emotion ever displaying?
By the way, football of all games.
And anybody that's watching him this year versus what he was like last year, it's night and day. It's night and day. Just watching him is night and day from where it was last year.
And by the way, you talking about those players, that whole thing trickles down to everyone else. Because just like in any group of people that have to work together, when the people at the top, when there's tension there, there's tension everywhere.
Yep.
You know, because everybody's, what's going on there? What's going on there?
Yep.
And I agree with you, BK. And I think this is going to be predictable. I think all of the people that you mentioned deserve credit, but including Nick, including
yes.
Jalen, right?
Yep. Yep.
So Jalen, and I don't even think, like, Jalen as from camp until now has taken steps, not just showed up at camp. I thought he showed up at camp that way, but even throughout the season, it feels like it's getting there.
Yeah.
AJ, from his press conference after he signed the contract, you felt something about it there.
Yeah.
And I think Nick deserves credit as well. I think Nick has learned that not every you can't deal with every player in the exact same way, mm-hmm. but I think he deserves credit as well, because that energy that he brings when he's doing it the right way is something that is contagious,
yep.
and they feel it and they like it. Yep. So I agree with you, BK.
Yeah, and you watch Kellen Moore too on that one touchdown play. He's chasing Nick down the field. He's
yep.
wrapping him up. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's great to see. And I just hope it keeps trending that way. And it's all that's going to do is just bring good things and hopefully bring another championship to this city.
Yeah, and I also think, and thanks for the call, BK. I think not having the weight of losing the Super Bowl carried into the season. They listen. It's a reason why when teams lose the Super Bowl, they don't usually come back and have a good season that following year, because that's a lasting impact from the season before that you really do spend a lot of the offseason trying to figure out, well, why did I do this in the game? I wish I'd have did this in the game. And I had been hearing that Nick was different from a personality standpoint last year, to where he almost turned it up too much, the intensity, and everybody didn't respond the same way. He was turning the intensity up because he felt like he needed to do more to get those 3 points back from the Super Bowl, to get those final, get back to the Super Bowl and win it.
And sometimes squeezing harder
yes.
like that doesn't work.
It does, and it didn't work last year. It
right.
didn't work. And then you got Jalen, who I believe, for whatever reason, was more secluded last year. He was more blocked off last year. You couldn't necessarily get close to him, and he wasn't open to, I guess, being the emotion and the energy for the team. He was just doing his job. I'm the quarterback. This is what I do. As opposed to, I'm taking on the responsibility of being the one who comes in, really practicing what he's preaching.
Yes.
He had a lot of great sayings. I'm the thermostat. I set the temperature in the room.
And if your temperature is 60, your temperature needs to be 100.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, right, right.
You set the temperature in the room. It wasn't a good temperature in the room.
Right, right.
So I think he realized that this offseason and realized I need to be a different type of leader. I can't just be a leader where I just focus on myself getting better and doing things. I also have to be somebody who's leading the team on a daily basis.
And I think – you know, another thing that I think they've realized, and you have to give them credit for, because the and I will concede on this, because I wanted to, you know, when Howard kept mentioning, well, year after losing the Super Bowl, but all that said, that can't be an excuse for the way you can't just write off what they can't write off
no.
what happened at the end of the year
exactly.
and go, look, that was. But I think they have taken those key people that you're talking about have taken ownership of it. And I also think that with every piece of due respect I can give to Jason, Kelsey, and Fletcher Cox, is that I think sometimes when the rest of the roster changes and you bring in new players and younger players, and you have the leaders on the team being the players who are older that haven't been through the wars with those guys, their leadership, they can do everything right. And I don't know that it has the same effect.
Same impact, yeah.
I agree.
You
know, the leadership.
Sometimes the message gets old.
Yeah, and the leadership has to come from whoever the next leaders
yes.
are going to be. And Jalen, to his credit, feels like he has taken ownership of that, Nick as well, and AJ as well.
And it helps having 26 in the building.
Who is the kind
That's
of guy.
That's a different type of energy
yeah.
that it just rubs off on everyone else. And his mentality coming in and really trying to ingratiate himself with his teammates, I really do believe that helps, especially on that side of the ball. There's so many egos on that side of the ball.
Sure.
That He is the most selfless player over there.
Well, and you saw that. I don't – when he's saying –
that's not a knock at anybody else.
No.
It's just when you're as good as they all are over there, they all feel like they should be the number one guy.
I don't think it's a little thing that he was yelling for Kenny Gainwell to get a touchdown and cheering those guys on. And you could see it – the two things you could see with Saquon in New York. One, just when you would talk to him, because I saw him at training camp – and would do interviews with him, and he just presents it that way. That's his energy.
Yeah.
But the way that his teammates talked about him in New York, that would openly say they were disappointed that he didn't get paid, not just because he's a great player, but because who he was in the locker room as well. So 215-592-9494, Dave in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. First off, love the show. I got a couple quick things. Number one, I think Saquon's going to have a huge day. I don't want to ask you guys, do you think last week when they didn't do so well in the push, do you think they'll use Saquon a little bit more on them fourth and one, the fourth and twos?
I don't know. I don't.
For me, I would hope so, but
I don't
think
know.
So.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite ready. Here's the thing with the tush push is that giving up on that is a major concession from them because it's been so effective. So unless unless they saw something on film that leads them to believe, this is not the play, like that this isn't going to be as effective as we think it is. Because if that play goes from, I think it's been about 70% effective this year, that play from 90% effective to 70% effective, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really, and that has to go into the equation of what play they call as
so
well.
So fourth and three.
At the 20,
hold on real quick.
Hold on, Dave. Hold on one second, Dave.
We get fourth and three at the 20-yard line, first quarter. We're going for it?
Yes.
God damn it. We're on the road. Take the points.
You're playing Cooper Rush, though.
See?
If there's one time to take the points.
All right.
Come on, Spike. Take the points.
Well, you know he's taking the points. I'm just saying. And you get it. Listen, here's what I'm saying. You do that on the road, especially if it's the opening drive of the game. You do that on the road, you don't get points. That gives life to that Dallas team. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Go for it.
It's going to be the death of us, Dave. I'm telling you. We're going to have to live with it, man, because they're not going to change. They're not going to change. It's not just Spike.
So.
It's the organization. Yeah. They're not going to change
By the way, it's not just Nick. And Ike had hinted at this yesterday. I think if you got Nick in a corner and with no one listening and it wouldn't get out and you said, Nick, do you want to listen to them tell you the percentages upstairs? Or you probably want the info.
Right.
But you want to be able to make that call based on your gut. And Nick's a football guy. Nick probably wants to do it as well. That would be my guess.
Did Nick invent the tush push?
I think so, actually.
Did he?
I think he figured it out in Indianapolis and then brought it here.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then I can.
It seems like you guys don't support Nick Sirianni.
I can promise you they're not giving up on the tush push.
Yeah,
it's the only thing he adds to it.
I don't know where it came from.
It's the only thing
he adds to the team.
No, it isn't.
No, he is a force multiplier.
He is the thermometer.
What does that mean?
Dave, do you have a favorite Eagles Cowboys moment?
I actually do. I believe the game was back in like 92 or 93.
Yeah.
Actually, my brother and I were down in Dallas for the Dallas Eagles game, and it was Ty Detmer was the quarterback. Eagles were winning in the fourth quarter. It was like 27-24. And then they Troy Aikman threw the interception in the end zone when they ran it out and they slipped it. I think it was Toledo Shepherd, and he ran it all the way back.
Well,
to
you done mixed up like three different
Toledo
plays,
Toledo Shepherd
man.
In '92.
Who did he flip it to?
Toledo Shepherd was drafted in 2002.
It was James Willis picked off the pass in 1996. Yes, and he flipped it to Troy Vincent.
Oh, look, all of our memories.
Look, this
I'm the fraud.
You only have 30 years to remember, Jack.
Exactly.
Remember, you don't.
Toledo Shepherd.
All right, Dave. I'm not mad at you.
But that wasn't the best memory of the game. I mean, being there and all that. It was the first time in Big D, all that, in the old stadium.
Oh, got
Big D, yep.
And we went to the Coliseum, Corral, I think they called it. So I was young. What? I was like 21, 22 at the time. I had a few adult beverages. As we're walking out, I glance over. As we're walking, there's a full-size Tahoe. Guess who's driving? Troy Aikman.
Lito Shepard.
Now, I have the Mamula jersey on. Mike Mamula jersey on. I jump up on his tire. I start going, "You suck, you suck." Now, I have pictures of this because my brother had like a Kodak camera, like a throwaway one.
He's Hold up. Dave, you jumped on Troy Aikman's car?
I jumped up on his tire, and I'm beating on his windshield, and he wouldn't look at me.
See, that's when you would have got folded right
so
there.
So he's looking away. Yep. I have pictures of him. My brother's taking pictures. I'm 6 foot. This 6 foot six cowboy guy comes up and tackles me. And he's like, "Leave Troy alone." I'm like, "No problem."
Yeah, that was the move. Well, that's very funny. Good call,
good story.
Dave.
Good story.
I would not. I don't want anybody else to do that. If you happen to see an opposing player in their car, jump on them and beat on their windshield. That is a recipe to get murdered. Oh, Reed's here. Reed will join us in a moment. Here
Lito, Lito Shepard.
Yeah. Well,
Lito even born?
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
You guys
get older.
You guys always let people off the hook with nonsense like that.
Well,
a very nice caller.
Well, look.
But we're going 92, Lito Shepard.
Jack.
Just, come on.
Jack, how many things are you wrong about?
No. Not on important things like that, okay? I don't know what force multiplier means. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Lito Shepard in the early 90s, that's an issue.
92.
Guess Reed's going to have to be a part of the top 5 of 5.
Yeah, maybe. Don in North Philly. Don, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ike, Spike, Jack, what's going on?
What's up, Don?
Let me get a double shot of Ike juice with it.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Wow, Buzz on top of something for once today.
Right. Are y'all hiring? Because, Buzz, you about to lose your job, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're going to have
Buzz.
We're going to – look. Buzz and I love Buzz. We're going to have a very serious sit-down about where everything is and how the show – and
– I blame Jack for that.
Well, does Jack – Buzz, can I ask you something? Hold on, Don, 1 second. Buzz, you're allowed to talk here. Has Jack ever given you a document saying how we do everything and when we do it?
It's like a text message, if anything.
Yeah, see?
He's done the show every week.
How many times?
On Monday.
Well, I told you, we gave a whole rundown of Friday today in the text message.
Look, Buzz.
And hold on.
There's
nothing I need to put in a document that says get the callers ready, okay?
Yes, it does. Everything's got to be in there.
Spike is just looking for a way to hold Buzz accountable.
No, look, I asked Jack this a month ago, and it's still not there. Yeah. So anyway, Don.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
I'm surprised I got on after I stomped all over Jack's grave. I think he's been suppressing my calls because I called about a couple times after that.
Huh.
I think Jack
He'll do that now. What? He's petty
now,
like that.
Now, what did you say that I suppressed?
He's petty like that.
My phone calls.
Oh. Well, I don't remember.
That sounds like a yes, Don. That sounds like a yes.
Yeah, you know me.
I called a rip on Spike, but you do it every time, man. You do it every time to me. Take shots at the king. He need everybody. You don't want me to name off the list of every player that Kobe had on that team that he had.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. You know LeBron's the king of the super teams. Come on. Now we about to get Trey. Listen, we about to get Trey Young for him too. I mean, what else does he need?
Oh, dude, he's LeBron is king of the passive aggressive. I'm the best player of all time, but I also need every good player in the NBA.
Well, hold on.
And my son.
What's the issue with that?
And my
every
son.
Every great player needs great players around him, except for Jaylen.
Well.
He's not allowed.
Look, LeBron needs every great player available. And then, by the way, when the great player doesn't work out, they fire the
40.
Coach.
What about 40?
Yeah. What about 04? He took one of the worst teams in NBA history to the finals.
And it was incredible. That was the old LeBron.
That's when we still had respect for him then.
I love that. And
look,
I'll say this, Don. That game against the Pistons in the playoffs that LeBron – wait, was that when he took – when he went to the finals? Yeah, that wasn't 04. That was 06, right?
No, he's right. It was
No, it wasn't 04.
I thought
no, you're wrong. It was 07.
Yeah, it was 06, 07.
Yeah,
but that And when you look at the roster, the Booby Gibson and Ilgauskas and
great roster.
And Larry Hughes, like the great roster.
Great roster.
That performance he had in those playoffs was unreal. But that was before he became a prima donna.
God. Hold on, Don. I give him credit for 2016. 2016 might be no. In all seriousness, 2016 might be the greatest championship series ever.
Wow. Well, I mean, him
he's down 3-1 to that team. That's come right. back and win. Yeah, might be.
If I could change two things in
don't
NBA.
Don't make him the greatest. I'm just saying that was a great series.
Well, Michael doesn't go down 3-1.
That's true.
Nah, yeah. If I could change two things in NBA history, one, Kobe's a Piston, and two, Jordan loses one Game 7. Just one.
Wow.
Or not, you know, made Game 7.
If I could play against a bunch of janitors, too, I would be never go down.
I know.
Oh, we're going down now.
Exactly right, Don.
Sean Kemp and Gary Payton were janitors?
I'm going to get your call up first next time.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
All right.
Yeah, listen, I have him as a top five player. Listen, he's top five all time.
He is at least top nine.
All right. I don't want to make my whole phone call about that. We can go all day.
Well, we got Reed. No, we got Reed up here now. We got to roll.
Yeah, we got to let you go, Don.
All right, go ahead.
Reed Blankenship joins us now on the WIP afternoon show, getting his headphones ready.
Well, he's getting just berated by Steinberg.
Oh,
yeah.
Steinberg.
Oh, look at Stein. He's fixing the chair
seat.
Right
Steinberg
now.
Steinberg fixing his seat.
He's got AirPods in for some reason.
What the hell?
It's freaking me out. Man.
Oh, know, yeah. Look, yeah. Tell me about
Dude,
it, brother.
Steinberg adds stress to every situation.
Yep. Dad, you're not going to be able to get rid of him, by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, he's all right. So I appreciate you joining us, man.
Of course. Sorry I'm late. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard.
Happens to the best of us. Yeah.
Philly's different, man.
I mean,
he took me to that other North Broad Street. I got to stay in Philly, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's a Broad Street everywhere is the issue. So we appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming by.
No, thank you all.
Look, the Eagles defense all of a sudden is like, is a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys have played great since the bye. Actually, a couple of good games before the bye, mm-hmm. but has gotten better and better. What do you attribute the improvement that you guys have seen throughout the year to?
I just think who we have in a room. Obviously, after the bye, we had to look ourselves in the mirror. Wasn't playing up to par. And obviously, we have a young group, but the young group is willing to work and learn. And obviously, we made adjustments here and there, but our guys, man, they just know what to do. They love to play football. And like Cooper, you know, him coming in, he's one of these main guys. And Q on the outside, they just do a great job. And I've always, especially me, I always tell guys I don't want to play as a third year guy. Like, I want to play as an experienced guy. And I see that in our two rookies. And they're not playing, I don't think, like rookies. You know, they're playing like they have experience. And that's what you love to see in young guys. So,
was that something you noticed in them early? Like, you know?
Or, a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, Q and Cooper, they were quiet at first. It was one of those, I understand, you go into a completely different locker room, different guys, and you're not comfortable. And, you know, my whole goal was just to say hey to them every day, see if they opened up a little bit. And sure enough, you know, they opened up fast. And they got a little swag about them, a little attitude about them. And, you know, that's what you love. I love seeing that. I call myself a vet, but love seeing that, man. It just their drive and their want to play and just have fun with it. So.
Well, you're in a unique position because you are considered a vet in your third year in the mm-hmm. league, but you're still young. You're still a young player.
Absolutely.
And you guys are getting to grow right now as a unit, as a young unit. Mm-hmm. That has to be exciting
to
see that you got guys you're going to be able to grow with as a player.
It's so fun. And y'all only see what we put out on the field, but like in our locker room, man, we're cutting up, having fun, laughing all the time. And that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to look like. And especially if you're with guys every day, you know, that you don't want to go to work. Oh, man, I don't want to be around this dude. You know, it just gets on my nerves. But that's not like that.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, man, we're just having fun with it, you know.
So, listen, I could tell you've been hanging with the DBs and the brothers in the locker room, man. You hit the Quan in the first game, which was nice. That was,
yeah,
and I
got to
give you credit.
You
know what I mean?
You.
Not since Travis have I seen a white dude with move hips like that.
Thank you. I got a little
your
something,
hips
man.
Move pretty
I got
good.
A little something.
Yeah, you got a little something, too. You know, my wife is like, hey, what the hell? slow down over there, Renee. Like, slow down. Yeah, that's Reed. Slow down over there. But no, it is great to see that you guys sort of all can sort of grow together. There's a sense of I don't know. There's a little bit of competition there, and you guys are pushing each other, right?
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of that there.
Competition every day.
Right?
I mean, that's what makes each other, like, you just make each other better by doing that. I mean, we're playing a competitive sport.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, we just love being around each other. And, you know, that's just the biggest thing, so.
And Slay is like the, I guess CJ GJ has been around for a little while, too.
Yeah, he's but Slay, seven. Slay's got some years on him, though.
Yeah. Slay is the uncle in the group now.
He's the uncle.
And the one thing I love about Slay is Slay, because see, before Slay got here, right, I felt like we were swaggerless in our secondary. I felt like we didn't have a whole lot of swagger there. So really, since he's come, that whole DB room
it's changed to a different thing, man. I got to come in with a different type of swagger.
Yeah.
If that says
but
anything.
But I like it, though. But, I like it.
I mean, especially CeeDee, you know, having him back, he brings that sort of energy that you don't know you missed until he's in there. And it's like, oh, okay. Let him do all that. And I told him, I said, look, I understand what you do. I was like, bring that energy, but I'm going to always have your back. And I'll pull you away if it gets too much.
Right.
But, man, I said, just go have fun with it. So,
Reed Blankenship with us. Yeah, Ike mentioned, so we have two white guys in our secondary. Mm-hmm. We were talking about a nickname, and one of our listeners, Andrew from Jameson, called and said that the nickname should be Bread and Butter.
Bread and Butter is tough.
You like that?
I don't think I've heard that before.
You like it?
I don't think I heard that.
You okay with it?
I'm better than the ones I've had this season.
Yeah, there we go. See, we didn't know, so we had to kind of run it by you first.
Bread
I like
nice.
It.
Bread and
like
butter is nice.
Okay.
Like
all right. What's Vic Fangio like to play for?
I'll tell you what. I'm sure we've all had that one coach that just takes everything serious. he's one of the old school coaches. And I've been coached by plenty of those in my career. But you know, he's one of those guys. It doesn't matter if we're in a team meeting, unit meeting. Like, if you did something wrong, he's going to show it and he's going to tell everybody. But that's part of what football is. You learn from people's mistakes. You learn from your own mistake, so you don't do it again. But no, he's one of these coaches, man. You got to be on your P's and Q's with everything.
Talk to me a little bit about your journey, man. You've been here. This is your third year, undrafted. You were a part of the team that went to the Super Bowl. Young player, you had to step in and play when CJ, GJ went down for a few games. So you played so well, even though CJ came back and replaced you, but the team saw what you could do. And so they at least wanted to give you an opportunity to be a starter. You're a starter in your second year, man. It's offseason, if I'm correct. You got an extension? All right, so you got an extension. You've gone from being undrafted to being where you are now. What's that been like for you and moving forward? Where do you feel like you can still improve as a player?
Start off, it's been a roller coaster. Even in college, even getting a scholarship offer, you know, you had to start small school, but anyways, fast forward to now, being undrafted, you know, is tough. It honestly shows, it's an undrafted player, you got to come in with a mindset saying, do I really love this game that I've been playing for however long of my life? Do I really love this? Because you're at the bottom of the totem pole, you know, and now, especially, I have a different sort of respect for the undrafted guys because, like, I've been in their shoes. Like, I've been kind of timid to go ask questions. Didn't want to step on people's toes. But I feel like it went back to the guys I had in the room. I keep saying I go back to the guys we had in our room, whatever. But we had such a great group my rookie year. Marcus Epps, especially. Yep. I always bring him up. He was just like a bigger brother to me. And any questions I had, any sort of issues, I can go to him. And there's obviously plenty, like Slay. Slay's has always been open to everything. He always tells people, look, my number doesn't change. You know, always hit me up. But, you know, it's when you have people like that, you have a different respect towards them. And, you know, I'm not saying I did it by myself. I didn't. I was blessed by the good Lord above to be able to continue this. You know, it's a tough thing, but man, it goes back to who you surround yourself with and who, I don't know. You know, like I said, we got a lot of great guys, man. So,
in football specifically, in defense, everybody depends on everybody else,
absolutely,
right? If everybody's not where they should be,
mm-hmm,
how big has it been to get the play out of Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean in front of you guys as the defense has evolved?
I feel like they're doing a great job. Obviously, sometimes N'Kobe Dean's country Mississippi accent will come out, and I'm like, "What did you say?"
Yeah.
And but nah, he gets the call out. We're very communicative. We got to be. This is a defense that is controlled by the back seven communicating. Also, you know, at each level. So, man, they're doing a great job. I mean, what about Zach Bond? Man, he's doing. I mean, who would have thought? You know, like,
yeah,
I never would have thought, but man, he comes to work every day with a smile on his face, and like I say, he's one of these guys that loves the game, him and N'Kobe, you know, just loves it. And obviously, I'm pretty sure y'all saw the mic'd up thing that,
yes,
N'Kobe's yeah, N'Kobe's on the sideline talking, like, he's a really smart player and he knows what he's talking about, so nothing's changed with him. You know, he's been the same player since he's been in the league, so I'm glad he's getting the respect he's getting now. So
you mentioned Zach Bond. Who would have thought? He reached, I think, his career high in tackles for a season by the third game. So who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought.
He's all over the field.
Yep.
Like,
so, Reed, we have a caller, a regular listener from Tennessee. His name is Justin.
Nice.
And Justin, we have Justin on the phone. And Justin always has these sayings that we – like, we wonder where they came from. So we wanted...
It's like when N'Kobe Dean talks.
Yes. So we wanted to have Justin on and maybe hit you with a few of the sayings and see, okay, if you can sort of, like, maybe translate or if you understand them.
Okay.
All right. Justin, perfect. You there?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
There, yep, I already know where this is going.
Yeah, all right. All right, Justin. So why don't you hit him with one?
Okay. So, right, like, if you do something that Coach Fangio don't like in practice or something, and he gets in your doghouse, he says, "Reed, if you do that again, I'm going to kick your crack shut." What's that mean?
He's going, what? He's going, kick my crack shut?
Yeah.
He says he's going to kick my crack.
I reckon stick his foot in, you know what?
Yeah, there you go.
He's going to beat my tail.
He's going to kick you.
All right. Head, you want to give him another one?
Yeah. So when you got that interception.
Amen. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So when you got that interception against New Orleans, I was tickled to death. And you know, mm-hmm, how happy I was? I was as happy as a
person happy
with two Peters and didn't know what to do with either one of them.
I don't think we need you to translate.
I know. I definitely understand that one. Too, so.
We've never seen that in real life. So, all right, Justin, why don't you hit him with one more?
Okay, I'll give you one more, and then I got a little hype thing for you, real quick, if I can. So the last one that I want to get,
okay,
is Ike really likes this one. He gets him tickled every time. So when you get out on that field, son, and you're playing that back down Sugar Blue Cowboys, I want you to get out there and do one thing, big boy. Let her rip, Tater Chip. Let the big dog eat. Don't hold nothing back.
Let her rip, Tater Chip. There he goes. I know that one.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm from Alabama. I know all these things, man.
You're dadgum right. You sound just like me, and that's tickled me to death. I've been sitting here listening. I'm like, daggone, that sounds just like one of my buddies on the phone there, man. I love it.
Hey,
so,
exactly.
You and Landon probably got a lot in common because y'all's probably the most country boys on that team. But I'm from East Tennessee. But anyway, I want Sunday because we all know that the Cowgirls are going to go down this weekend. Y'all's going to kick her crack shut, like I said. We know Mike McCarthy's on his last legs as a head coach. So what I want you to do after y'all beat their ass like a Cherokee drum, I want you to look over there. Take that play sheet Mike McCarthy's got. Turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up. His candy A. Go, Birds. I love you, boys. I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, Justin. All right,
great
there
job.
We go.
Great job.
You got excited, man. He got that, excited, man.
Yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming when you were coming in. Well, we appreciate it, man. You guys have been awesome so far this year, and you actually started off, man. You've been great this year, and the defense has made us real proud.
So
go beat the Cowboys on Sunday, would you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Reed.
All right, thank you, Reed. We appreciate you, man. Reed with Justin was all-time.
That was awesome.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
What we expected it to be.
Yes.
Yep. That'll work.
So what do we do here, Jack?
I know. It's tough.
Well, hold on. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On interest free financing, call Guide Door and Window today at 877 Go Guide or visit goguida.com.
I think
we do the top five now, and we squeeze in the picks after Brent.
I agree. Before text line.
Okay. Top five is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
While I know it's not Buzz's fault,
yes,
I like pretending that it's Buzz's fault.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're listening, the delay, we have
excruciating delay.
Yeah,
yes.
we have a little bit of a delay, like a latency. Everybody deals with that with the internet, and our broadcast is internet based, so that's what that is. So and Danny, God bless him, Danny, who is producing us on site here, is protecting Buzz by going, "It's not Buzz's fault. It's not Buzz's fault. It's the delay." So,
yes, yes.
All right,
but it's always Buzz's
so
fault.
So what do we got?
So what I have for you today is my top five favorite Ike related scenarios.
Oh, hell.
Your favorite Ike-related scenarios?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be an Ike top five.
I didn't know it either until something happened earlier today and yesterday.
By the way, you know what I've realized? The text line always comes for me, and the top five oftentimes comes for Ike.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I love Ike. My fifth favorite Ike-related scenario actually does not have to do with Ike. It's in relation to Ike. But the disappointment in people's eye when Ike's not here and it's just Spike and I.
That's what happened earlier.
That's what happened earlier.
What we got here.
We're here early. Where's Ike?
Yeah.
I'm not here yet.
Who are you? Spike. Who are you? Fritz? Ike? The other one? No. We'll take a picture when he gets here.
You'll know when Ike's here.
By the way, that disappointment also comes when someone's about to take a picture and we get in the picture thing too. It's like, can we take another one with the guy with Ike?
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I see life leave their face. Yeah. They're so disappointed when Ike's not here yet. My fourth favorite Ike-related scenario is when his black card is on the line. And it's been on the line the last like week and a half, a lot of times, happened again earlier today. Ike gets back into a corner.
Yeah, it's
true.
Tribe moment.
You can see him. He starts sweating. He's thinking so hard about the right scenario.
Yeah.
Man, when he gets back into a corner with that, it's a treat
to watch.
Tough,
man. It's tough out there, man. I'm hanging on, man.
Well, and Ike goes right for the look. I'm older.
I got hit a lot
in the head.
Yeah,
just because I forgot Tribe Called Quest.
Exactly.
That is not a
stuff happens.
It's
man.
Not a black issue. That's an old issue.
Yeah, it's not that I moved to the suburbs issue. You know what I mean? Even though that is part of it.
Not as much Tribe play. My third favorite Ike related scenario.
That's a good one.
Is when someone mistakes him for another Eagle. Now, it's been a while on this one. But we were in media. I remember the guy's like, Mike Quick? You're like, no. And I'll never forget someone called in. And he was saying, Hugh, I loved you as an Eagle. You're one of my favorite Eagles. I love listening to you on the radio. When Ike gets mistaken for a different Eagle, it's an all-timer.
Yeah. Now, it's usually Mike Quick or Jason Avant.
Ah, yeah. Avant.
So I don't mind Jason because he's much younger than I am. So,
yes. You
know, it's like, okay, well, at least I must look still a little young. You know, Jason is still fit.
Yeah.
And everything else.
And you and Jason, I guess I could see if I needed to. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sorry. Well, the delegation's going to meet about me. I'm just.
And Q, well, you just, if you mistake me for Mike Quick, that's a compliment as well.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Even though he's older. He's still Mike Quick.
I've said it before. I've never seen my wife like hearts in her eyes. Can we take a picture with Mike Quick?
Yeah, you're like, slow down.
Yeah, Val, you don't even like the Eagles. What are you talking about? Yeah.
All-time cool guy.
Yeah.
All-time cool guy.
Yeah. Those are usually the two that I'm mistaken for, yes.
My second favorite Ike related scenario, this also happened today. It's the, you know, I met you at this thing, and the one that happened today that I thought was hilarious was the guy came in. I don't know. He didn't stick around. I think he came in for one break. Told Ike, you almost hit me off the tee like 10 years ago. He had been waiting almost a decade to tell Ike that he almost hit him on the golf course. It was unbelievable. And he left. I think he just left. He was here for 3 minutes.
He needed revenge.
And hold up. Somebody's always trying to bring that scenario into play because that's a shot at my golf game.
Yes,
sure.
It is.
Yeah.
You are wild off the tee.
Oh, come on, man. I almost hit everybody, man.
It's like your fantasy. You never beat anyone in fantasy, right. And you're always wild off the tee.
I'm always wild off the tee.
But and most times you don't remember, but it's always good. It's always good seeing how you handle it.
Yeah.
I usually do not remember it.
Ike, you're probably not going to remember this, but 11 years ago,
right.
You were signing autographs for 7,000 people, and I was one of those 7,000.
And it meant so much to me.
Yeah.
It meant so much to me. But my favorite Ike-related scenario, and this happens mostly at work, when I walk in and Ike's already there, there's too many people. And you can just see it as, we got to get out. We got to get out of here. When there is too many people in the office.
That was yesterday.
I walked in. I had an immediate head shake, and we were back in the back office.
Yeah, well, so as I turn that corner and I see four or five people, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, what
I start sweating.
What happened to us at work is we moved to this beautiful new studio and office.
Yeah.
In January of 2020.
Now everybody's going to be looking at me.
Well, no, it's less this scenario and more at work. Because what happened, we moved to this new office, and then 2 months later, COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the only people in the office. So we had the entire lunchroom area to ourselves. We had our own tables for lunch.
You had to 6 feet.
It was like for a year. Yeah. And by the way, it wasn't until the last... It's 3 months when people really started coming back to work. So we go into our lunchroom area, and all of a sudden, our area is everyone's area. Which is, by the way, the way it was designed to be, but
sure.
We don't like it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And this is a poignant. I'm saying this on purpose. The Thanksgiving thing is coming up soon at work.
Oh, where they have Thanksgiving dinner.
There needs to be
like next week or the week after. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I need people at that to present. How often they're in the building, if they're going to jump me in line. Because it's ridiculous. These people come out of the woodwork.
They love free food, man.
For the free food.
And radio stations and free food. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
And there's a couple people in our office.
Mostly it's
Mosh, Jim Kelly. They're like, they could, you know how your dog could like smell food from down the block?
For sure.
Mosh and Jim Kelly can smell food from down the block.
And everyone at KYW.
Yes, and everyone at KYW.
But dude, Jim's a hound dog.
Oh, he is. He loves it. All right.
He's not going to be satisfied until he ticks off everybody in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the floor.
Yes, absolutely.
It's my only mission.
Well, Jim doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
And by the way, neither does Mosh. They don't care.
I mean KYW.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're mad, usually, anyway. God bless them. I love them to death. But, you know. All right.
The news isn't always the most positive.
No, it's a good point. You know, they're not having as much fun as we are covering what we are. Brent Celek's going to join us next. We will talk about your appearance, of course, but I want to talk to him about Grant Calcaterra and the guy that it seems like we found that is a real guy.
And if Jack Stoll deserves the number 87,
right?
Brent Celek's number.
Yes, as we asked him last time. No, last time didn't Dotson have it?
I think Dotson had it.
Dotson had it last time. So we are at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Do Dat Dental Group. This is all in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. The party continues. Stop by if you're close. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say... Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Well, that's a first.
Hold me now.
It's a WIP afternoon show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sing it if you know it.
Sing it if you know it.
5:30 Creed.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Did he know it?
Yeah.
All right.
Creed Blankenship.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's his name.
Dude, we're taking Reed. Reed is officially with the afternoon show.
Yes,
afternoon show.
Officially, absolutely.
Yes. Officially bread and butter.
Let a rip, Tater Chip. we are at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Do Dat Dental Group in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Reed Blankenship here. There's a motorcycle. There's a couple motorcycles outside.
Drum lines here.
Yeah.
You can't hear. Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. Brent Celek joins us now. Brent, how are we feeling?
Thanks, Mike, Jack. How y'all doing?
What's up, Brent?
So Brent is with Jack doing the WIP Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway, sponsored by Miller Lite at Acme Market, through the 24th of November. You can register to win a bunch of stuff. Weber Grill, 50-inch flat screen, Miller Lite aluminum cooler, and Brent and Jack go to your house to watch a game with $750 worth of Acme gift cards. Again, Brent, I ask you, is Jack necessary for this promotion?
Definitely. I don't know for what quite yet, but I'm sure once we do this, they'll add some type of value. Just
we're waiting here.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we have the same attitude here. Anyway, they are doing it tomorrow. A home gating party tomorrow. The Acme in Feasterville off of Street Road, noon to two. Brent and Jack will be there. Swoop cheerleaders, and you can register for all of that. All brought to you by Miller Lite. Brent, I gotta ask you, with Dallas Goedert being out, Grant Calcaterra has looked great. What have you seen from him, both on the field now as he's playing, but up until this point, that is putting him in position to look the way that he does?
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, I thought he was a good player in college. I think he can do a little bit of everything. He's good in the run game. He can get open in the pass game. And, you know, I would say he didn't see a ton of opportunities. I think, you know, even given more opportunities, I think he could even show even more what he can do. But I've always thought he's been an all-around tight end, and I just see him growing year after year and getting better and better. And I'm really happy for him. He's a really good kid, really like him. And so, you know, in these opportunities that you get like this, you've got to shine. And I think he did that, and he proved his value. And, again, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I think he's taking advantage of every opportunity when it comes his way. When you're on an offense like this, you know you're not going to get a ton of opportunities, so you got to take advantage of them. And speaking of that, BC, you played in one of the best offenses that don't get as much notoriety as it should when it comes to Eagles offenses with yourself, Shady, Macklin, D-Jack, you had Jason Avant in the slot. Mike Vick was at the quarterback position. When you got that many weapons offensively out there, like, how do you stay sort of connected to the game and into the game mentally, but also I'm sure you want the football as well, and how do you not allow that to frustrate you at times when you're not getting it as frequently as you think you should?
Yeah, I think it's tough sometimes, and there's only one ball, and obviously there's a lot of talented guys, you know, on this Eagles offense and when I played. And I think you just have to, you know, think about your role and your job on every single play and how can I be the best at my job. And I think if you look at it that way, you know, you can really help the team, because even if you're blocking, you're blocking to create a hole for Shady, or you're blocking to, you know, keep a pocket for Vic so that he can throw the ball down the field to your teammate. And so, you know, I think I just took, you know, a lot of trying to figure out how to say this, but, you know, I'm blanking, but anyway, you know, it's just, you have a job to do and you got to do it really well. Mm-hmm. And it takes 11 guys on the field to do their job for the play to be successful. So sometimes it's tough, but you got to do it.
Dude, I still remember in 2010 in Chicago, I still don't know how that ball got through three defenders. Mike threw it right up the seam. You caught it right for a touchdown. It's still one of the best throws and catches that I've seen. That I still don't understand how it got completed, because it looked like it was defended so well.
That was such a perfect throw. Honestly, when I watched that film, I'm like, I don't know how I caught that. I mean, I don't even think I saw the ball. I just stuck my hands out there, and the ball stuck to it. So it was a great throw. Sadly, we lost that game, and it was at the end of the game. Yep. So it didn't mean too much.
Brent, when you were playing all of this, go for a fourth down, go for two, that it had not come into the league yet. When you're watching the Eagles do this as often as they're doing it, what is your instinct when you your gut when you're watching them do that?
My instinct is, I guess this is what analytics says is the best thing to do in this situation. Because, you know, obviously when I was playing, they didn't do a lot of this stuff. It was take the point, and you know, we'll take two at the end of the game if we have to. But I think analytics says that early on in the game, you know, get as many points as you possibly can. So it's a different strategy. It's something that obviously I'm not so used to, but if that's what it says and that's what they're going with, then I'm good with it.
Yep, just like me.
Yeah,
we can't stand it.
Yeah, you don't sound that convincing, Ben.
Nope, just like me. Yep. It's all good. It's
yeah.
all good.
Was there anything to your eye when you were watching the tush push not as effective against Jacksonville that you saw?
Well, I think it's tough. Like, you keep running the same thing over and over, and in the NFL, you know, the other teams are working to combat that. So I just think there's so many other things that you can, you know, begin to do off of that. So I think we've set ourselves up really well. And, you know, I think that it just leads to being able to do a lot of other things in those situations where the defense is going to be vulnerable because they're thinking this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. So, yeah, I'm excited to see kind of what's next and kind of how we evolve the tush push. But it's been a very successful play for us. And I know people are probably thinking, oh, it no longer works anymore. I don't think that's the case. I think it still works. I just think, you know, we can do some other things off of that and be more creative and find other ways to get a couple yards.
Brent, before we let you go, you know, Cowboys on Sunday, do you have one particular Eagles Cowboys moment that sticks out to you that you remember as your favorite?
Oh yeah, this was my second year. It was the last game of the season, so this was the 2008 season.
Yeah,
and you know, going into the game, we needed a couple teams. Like, I think it was like the Raiders were playing the Bucs or something, and we needed some things to fall into place. And I just remember being in the locker room before the game, and both those games fell right into place, and the feeling inside that locker room was just unbelievable. Like, if we go out there and win this game, we're in the playoffs. And I just felt there is no way we're losing this game. And then we obviously go out there and blow them out. So that memory was unbelievable. And actually, man, I felt like throughout my entire career, like, I whooped the Cowboys so many times. And I went back today and just looked. Dude, I think they beat us 13 times and I won 10 times.
Like that. Well, you don't.
I was like, damn, they got me. I was going around, you know, going around the facility saying, man, we used to own the Cowboys, but sadly, we didn't in my career. Just
you know,
felt like it.
The way that you said the locker room felt in that 08 game, we were talking about that game earlier. It felt the same way with the fans because everybody was watching it outside of the. Like, they weren't in the bowl yet. And when the Raiders won that game, everyone rushed in. That energy that you felt, I think everybody felt. Everybody felt there is no way the Cowboys are winning this game. It is one of the coolest atmospheres I can remember. You know, that was a great game.
Yeah, that was absolutely unbelievable. It's a moment in Eagles history that I'll never forget.
All right, Brent. Well, you with Jack tomorrow at the Acme and Feastival. We're on Street Road, noon to two. We're actually going to replace Jack with some random guy. Nobody's ever going to know the difference.
AI Jack, yeah.
Yeah, AI Jack. All right, Brent.
All right, boys.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks.
Do our picks. Is it a little time for picks? Jack, what happened last week with the picks?
Well, Spike.
Yes?
You went 2-2.
Okay.
Ike,
bad.
You went 2-2.
Okay.
I could hear the voice thing. You're looking for an objection somewhere.
I'm not complaining.
Well, Ike didn't want to give me the.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Okay, so as the Eagles win, I am predicting them to lose double digits.
Yes.
We did have the discussion on the air whether my pick should count because I'm doing it, and we all agreed the pick should count. So the Jaguars cover last week, and Ike does not want to give me credit for the win. Even though my pick was right.
Yep.
And I'm 7 wins behind everybody else.
Yep, you're 13-20-2. Ike is 21-13-3. 2,
yeah.
And I'm 18, 16, and 2.
Ike is, I respect the competitiveness, yes, even with this, and trying to get every edge. He is the Bill Belichick of, you know, every little bit.
No gimmies, man. No gimmies.
Except on the golf course. Yep. Always on the golf course.
Jack, what was your record last week?
1-3.
Okay, so which one of us goes first?
Let's go Spike first, just to get this one out of the way.
Is that what we're doing? Wait, hold on. I have to find my picks because, all right. I usually do not take favorites this big. However, the Chargers are 7.5-point favorites against the Titans. Titans are 1-7 against the spread this year. Chargers 5-2. Titans stink. Chargers getting it together. I'm going to take the Chargers -7.5 over the Titans. My next two are things that I have ridden for the last several weeks.
Jesus.
Riding them.
Pause.
I'm going to continue to ride the Rams, who I see as the scariest team in the NFC. Not the best team yet, but the scariest. The Rams are 1-point favorites at home over the Dolphins. I'm going to double down on the Rams. Give me the Rams as a point favorite over the Dolphins. I'm going against Kostos on this one. I am going to continue to fade the Jets. I think that everyone is convinced because they won that game last week that the Jets are good again. The Jets were a disaster for most of that game. So I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 1.5 at home over the Jets. Home dogs, rather. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 1.5 over the Jets. And the Eagles lose 28-16 to the Cowboys.
By the way, Andrew and Jamison did give Reed Blankenship bread and butter.
And he's signing it. There it is.
Like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ike.
All right. I'm starting off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're getting points.
Oh, yeah.
On the road against the Commanders. I'll take the 2.5 points against the Commanders. Yeah, the Commanders haven't lost since week one. They lost to Tampa, I believe. Kidding me? They're gonna run off 8 straight games.
Well, they're 7-2, aren't they?
Did they lose another game? Oh, that's right. They lost to Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Forgot about that. Thought they were 7-1. Scratch what I just said. That doesn't necessarily matter. It's not important to my pick. I'll take the Steelers plus the points over the Commanders. And Spike, I'm going opposite you on this one.
Okay.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on the road against the Cardinals. Should be a good game. Might be one of the better games Sunday. I do think the Jets and started to find something. They've had 10 days off since that Thursday night game. And so I think they'll be ready to go. They'll look a little sharper when they play the Cardinals. I like them in that game, -1.5. And then I like your pick with the Rams and the Dolphins. I'm going Rams also -1 over Miami. Rams are playing at home. Rams are looking good offensively. The Dolphins, I don't believe they have anything to play for. So I could see them going out to L.A. and not really showing up. And then the Eagles game, I do not like giving up 7.5 points to Dallas. So I'll just take the Eagles 27-20 over the Cowboys.
So you get the Cowboys cover and you get the Eagles win.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I am also taking the Steelers plus 2.5 against the Commanders.
Okay.
Makes me a little nervous, but whatever.
Ride with your boy.
Yeah. I think the public's going to be all over the Commanders, whatever. I'm going to take the Texans plus 3.5 against the Lions. I think this line should have been a little bit higher, so seems a little fishy. I feel like a lot of people are going to be in the Lions. Texans offensive line kind of stinks, but I'll take them 3.5 at home. And I've been on the Bills all year. I'm going to keep taking the Bills. -3.5 against the Colts. I don't believe in that Colts team with Joe Flacco. So I would take the Bills -3.5. And I'll take the Eagles. They don't cover, but they win 24-20.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Get your holiday shopping going at marks-jewelers.com. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday against the Cowboys after learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury? 74% say no. I know somebody else who's not worried about Jalen. That is OG Wade. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG?
Ike, I'm disappointed, yes, my brother.
Oh, what happened now?
You lost your brother card, man. Your black card's out. Yep. You lost it.
All because I couldn't remember Tribe Called Quest?
No, not because of just that.
It was
what else?
You sitting up here singing, "Home and Now." I'm 6 feet up, not yet, but you can't remember the damn trap. Yeah, you, at least for a month. At least for a month. You got to go.
It just means he's comfortable in his own skin, OG.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see
you too will discover the joy of Creed if I
spot
it. You know that saying, "You're dead to me"? Well, now you're light-skinned to me for at least a month.
Oh, goodness.
It's been a rough day for me, man. I'm telling you. It's been a rough day.
Hey, listen, let me do this here, because Spike's been, you know, he's throwing a whole lot of sparkles out of that mouth of there. You know what I'm saying? It's like riding down the highway and you're scraping a piece of metal on the ground. Every time he speaks Jalen's name, all I see is sparks. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I want you to tell me, if you think that Lamar Jackson is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts, can you give me one play?
You always go down the wrong road.
His entire career on the level of the catch that he threw to Smith last week, or the one he threw to AJ the week before that, and then the one he threw to Smitty the week before.
The pass that he threw to Smitty is the only pass he throws well.
What, the deep ball?
He's not in the same league as Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
he's not.
So what I'm saying, if people are saying that Jalen can't make all the throws and that Lamar is a better thrower than him, I'm asking you and every damn body listening to go and look at Lamar's throws and show me a throw outside the numbers that Lamar made that was basically a dime. He's an athlete that can
you're
that
gonna,
plays quarterback.
It doesn't matter Lamar, if they show him to you. You're not going to listen anyway.
I'm challenging people, so it doesn't matter. You already know the answer to the question. It's never happened. You know what I'm saying? My point. So far as with the Sunday's game against the Cowboys, is you guys thinking that we're not going to beat them by, big? Didn't we go to Cincinnati on the road and beat the great fight hope Joe Burrow? You know, yeah. So y'all saying that you putting Cooper or Rich, what's his name?
Richard Rush.
Yeah, you putting Richard Rush on the level of Joe Burrow. So you saying Richard Rush is going to score more points than Joe Burrow did on the Eagles? Okay, we'll wait for that one. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all want to keep.
Well, you don't
simple,
even think
man.
Joe Burrow's that good. So what are you going to do?
Oh yes, I do.
Yeah, keep it simple.
All right, OG.
I just don't think he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Nah.
So that's a fact. You know. Okay.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah. All right.
We found the one. Yep.
All right, OG. We got to wrap it up. One, because we got to do a text line. Right. Two, because my head hurts. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah.
I love you, OG. We got to move.
Four passing touchdowns for Joey B last night.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Well,
it's the truth.
That was Jack.
That was not Ike. Don't blame that one on Ike.
Yeah,
that one's on me.
I'm actually not even a Wu-Tang guy.
I couldn't tell you anything about him. I did see a lot of Wu-Tang is forever, like political signs.
Yes,
those were cool. I like those. Yeah. What's next? That's fair. Look, if Jalen hates me, that's fair. I would call that fail game.
Jalen hating Spike. Like, you hate Jalen.
I'm Jalen.
It's a weird
Spike.
Inflection point by battle.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
On the text.
He did. Terrible. Well, he didn't get it. What's next?
Corey does think he deserves the whole first segment now as the leader.
Oh, I wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen. It's like he gets a 3-2 count. He keeps fouling off pitches.
Yeah. We got to put a timer, a buzzer on him, just like we put on Broads.
No, at least the Oscars theme, something like Corey and 50, maybe.
Yes.
So, like, they are getting a little bit long.
I agree with you.
A little bit long.
He doesn't give you a chance. I have to Corey.
Well, you got to do this. So what I've started doing with Herb is like, all right. Like, when you feel like it's time to wrap it up, start talking over. Like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, what's next?
It's not right.
I don't accept the Tyrese Maxey stuff. I think Tyrese Maxey's a great player.
He's, are they trying to paint you in a corner that, yeah, that you hate Maxey?
Because I say you can't build a championship team with him as the best player, which is just a fact. It is a fact.
Oh, that's an opinion.
Every general manager in the NBA would say the same thing. What's next? That is absolutely fair. What a moment that was.
Everyone turned around.
Yep.
I was waiting for a lighter to come out.
Yep.
It was weird. It was a beautiful moment.
I'll be honest. I thought we all sang our best.
I thought it was a good show. We're better in front of crowds.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. What's next?
I swear you can't make a mistake on this show, man. Can't forget anything on this show, man.
Okay. Well, that's
it. I actually
it.
Think people are sitting around waiting on me to mess up.
Yes. I think so, yes. too.
I think they are as
They're
well.
They're really starting to go after I agree.
They're well, really starting to everyone, go after I agree now.
Lance,
oh, yeah, thanks, Buzz.
Right on time.
Thanks. You know, Buzz would think with the delay we have that...
Just don't even...
Don't try that one.
Well, wait until we play the end of Eagles Week thing. There's an awkward 5 seconds that doesn't need to happen. Yeah.
Well, we have that anyway, actually.
You should start playing studio. It now.
Yeah.
Don't start playing it now, Buzz.
So thanks to everyone at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Doodat Dental Group. This has been an awesome, awesome, awesome live broadcast.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, we're so thankful.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're so thankful, for the big donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation to have us do the show, but making it such a big deal, getting Reed out here, getting the cheerleaders out here. Everybody's been so kind to us.
Good job, Steiny.
We look forward to being back here next year.
Yes, and we're going to.
Or at the next office.
Yeah, and we're also going to make sure that somebody makes you bid even more, so just be prepared.
Exactly.
That's all I would say is be prepared. But this has been great, so thanks to everyone here. Ike, you know how to end it, buddy, right?
Why do you do that?
What am I supposed to do?
You're just supposed to say
just
you're
sign
done.
Off.
Okay. Well, I don't have a sign off. I got to come up with a sign off. Okay, goodbye. I'll talk to you Monday.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
No,
you're supposed to do the thing first, Buzz.
Well, that's... I will never get over the Chuck one, with all of the E's in the Chuck one.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.